This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 460, 4 tips for how to become more consistent and tips on how to continue growing your business, both by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host and narrator, reading to you every single day to help you optimize your business life. And I've got 2 posts today, both of them from Chalene Johnson, who I'm going to tell you more about right after the readings. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 4 Tips for How to Become More Consistent by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Being consistent is how we make progress in achieving our goals and having the life we want. Sometimes being consistent can be difficult because we know we want to make progress, but have no clue how to set goals and hold ourselves accountable. These 4 tips will start you on your way to setting and achieving any goal you desire. Set expectations. Before you can be consistent and make progress, you first have to know what you want. Setting expectations will help you stay on track and remind you why you started on your journey in the first place. Telling yourself you expect you will do it will help when those negative thoughts and opportunities to fall off the wagon appear. Counteract those negatives with 5 positive affirmations each time. Reminding yourself what you will do to stay on track will push you through those tough spots. Make a conscious decision. You have made a conscious decision to work towards a goal, so you need to make the decision to be consistent. This doesn't mean you have to do a ton of stuff every day just to reach your goal, but you need to work on it frequently. The key here is figuring out how that thing you want to be consistent about makes you feel. If you want to work out consistently, how does that workout make you feel? Understanding your emotions towards it will help you stay focused and show up to that thing on a regular basis. Accountability. Now that you know what you want to show up for and how it makes you feel, it's time to make a plan. Most of the time, we have goals we want to accomplish, and those goals require us being consistent and working on them more often than not. Writing down your goals and breaking down your goal into smaller, attainable goals will help you form a plan to stay dedicated and consistent in your efforts. Short and fast goals will help you gain momentum to reach that desired end result, no matter what the long-term goal is. Another way to stay accountable is to have a partner in crime. This is someone who will hold you to it when you aren't feeling energized or into the goal. It could be a friend, significant other, or family member. You can help each other find motivation, and by working on a goal with someone else, it means you have to show up for more than just yourself. Missing days and being perfect. Consistency means working towards a goal more days than not, but it doesn't mean perfection. It's okay to miss a day. We are human and we are imperfect, so don't expect your progress to be perfect. I set my workout goal for 7 days a week because I really want to get 5 days a week and I know I'm not perfect. I won't work out 7 days a week every week or even any week, but I try to work out more days than I miss. Remember that consistency is key, so if you have a bad day, just try again the next day. If you slip, just get back on track when you can. Don't see it as a total failure. Progress is up and down, so remember that you won't always have great days and make tons of progress. Tips on How to Continue Growing Your Business by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. In order to have a successful business, you always need to be moving forward. This means learning more, setting new goals, and reaching milestones. I think the best way to achieve and earn more in as little as 90 days is to focus on the people around you and your personal goals. Your business is more than just its brand. You also need to pay attention to those that are working with you and your time outside of the office. Earning isn't just what the business brings in and churns out. It's also about your approach and what you put in and get out of it. Goal setting. The only way to earn more in 90 days is to set goals. This way, you are focused and have a target in every aspect of your life. If you're running your own business, you're working even when you're at home with your family. In order to move forward, you have to focus on your purpose, not just your business. So many people label themselves as the company they work for, but that's not true at all. Your purpose is what you work to do, no matter who your boss is. I think you should goal set by recognizing the people in your life and setting personal non-work goals. These areas will encompass all that work with you and for you, as well as your time out of the office. In order to achieve more in 3 months, you need to focus, and you can do that through goal setting. Recognize people in your life. In order for your business to be successful, you need to have people, and those people will work harder for you if they feel appreciated. You need to bring these people together and make them feel important. Making all the people connected to your brand feel amazing is a great way to boost morale and get more done in less time. This can be done with something rewarding in addition to praise. Give them the credit they deserve. Without them, you couldn't do what you're doing. Another person you need to acknowledge is your significant other. That can be your spouse, partner, best friend, or sibling. Basically, the person who matters most to you needs to be recognized and shown how much you appreciate them. This should be done once a week throughout the 90 days, so 12 times. You can do things like a date night or a special dinner, a heartfelt card with a personal letter, a little gift, whatever would make your person feel extra special and significant. Personal goals. Setting personal goals can be difficult because you may feel like you don't have time outside of your business for yourself. In order to achieve all that you want in your business, you need to focus on self-care as well, or you'll burn out and the business won't move forward. Personal goals should be setting a weekly goal for fitness and one for restoration. Being active will help you be more productive in the office, and taking time to rest will help you take care of yourself. Make sure each goal is specific and measurable so you can evaluate your progress. You just listened to the posts titled 4 Tips for How to Become More Consistent and Tips on How to Continue Growing Your Business, both by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Chalene, who is a world-renowned motivational speaker with more than 30 years as a health expert. She is a New York Times best-selling author, health and lifestyle expert, and top health podcaster with over 20 million downloads of her show, The Chalene Show. She and her husband have trained tens of thousands of fitness professionals and consulted with the world's largest health club chains. She has sold millions of fitness videos and, in fact, is the world record holder in the Guinness Book of World Records for having starred in the most fitness videos. And on the business side of things, she's created a variety of personal and business development programs that are worth your time. So come by ChaleneJohnson.com to check out all of that, and you can find that linked in this episode's description. But that's going to do it for me today with another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you enjoyed the posts from Shalene and that you're having a terrific day. And I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.